Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, July 3rd. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows out free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Hyundai and Kia are doing really well in the European EV market. Their market share is now equal to Tesla in the first half of 2025. That's huge growth for them. Of course, Tesla's fallen back as well. And they are now just behind Volkswagen on a 13 share. Hyundai and Kia doing really well in the Netherlands, Ireland and Spain, and it's all because they have the kind of cars on offer which have become really popular. Kia's EV3, Hyundai's Kona and Casper and more. EV4 is coming at £36,000. You can order that right now for the Air trim. EV2 is coming next year as well. They've got a product mix on the market that is exactly what people want to buy right now, not really high-end EVs. But of course they got the more expensive stuff you can buy as well. And their market share just keeps growing and growing as a combined entity of Hyundai Kia Genesis. Now, UK Automotive Groups, the Dealers Association, Cox, EVA England, and the Rental and Leasing Association all getting together to join in with the Department of Transport to launch a campaign to fight EV lies, to provide clear, accurate, and updated facts about electric cars and how they are cheaper to run than petrol and diesel, and just dispel all of the myths that like to float around that, you don't fall for and I don't fall far, but I'm sure they're out there, and that's a great campaign. Geely, the owner of Volvo, Polestar, Lotus, are entering the UK, Italy, and European markets this year with the EX5 electric crossover. This is a Škoda Elroq EV3 Renault Megane competitor. A 50 kilowatt hour battery, okay charging speed, okay range, but in Australia starts about $41,000 Aussie dollars. That's £20,000, isn't it? That's a very, very cheap EV. It'll probably be at 25 when it gets here, but you import it and stuff like that. Polestar confirming the Polestar 7, a crossover in 2028. Volvo will make it in their Slovakian factory. It'll go up against cars like the Range Rover Evoque. EV buyers are increasingly preferring emerging brands. What car did their annual research last year? 16% of those asked who were about to go EV. If they have an emerging brand, 16% said yes. This year, 29% said that they are confident in going with an emerging Chinese brand, naming BYD, MG, Jaecoo, Omoda, Leap Motor, and many more as well. Rivian's sales dropped in Q2 this year. Deliveries totaled 10,661. That was down 23% on Q2 of last year. SK On hope to make a bit of a recovery. They've done a deal with Slate, the electric truck maker, for their batteries to be in their trucks from 2026 onwards. Slate have 100,000 pre-orders back in June for their little truck. The Didi, the Chinese company, subsidiary of Didi Orange Charging, recently introduced a 1.6 megawatt EV charger. And that's, 1,600 kilowatts adds about 60 miles a minute, about 100 kilometres a minute. And that goes along with BYD's megawatt charger, 1.3 megawatt with the two guns, dual gun method. Huawei got 1.5 megawatt, Zeekr got their V4 charger at 1.2 megawatts. Charging in China is getting very, very fast. The leasing boom in the United States is starting to see those cars roll off those finance agreements and into the used car market. This year alone, 123,000 off-lease EVs will arrive. By 2027, 650,000 off-lease EVs, providing more choice to customers. And Joe Rogan on his podcast has been talking about Chinese EVs. He actually loves them. He was praising the NIO ET9, saying it's so advanced. And that's briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.